परिव्राजगचार्य अष्टतर सदस्यमा भक्ति सिद्धांत सदस्य गोस्वामी को वाजी जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय हेन्द कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधान सुहासादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय स्वामी तो भक्त ने दिया है ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असमल डिवोट ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असमल डिवोट ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असमल डिवोट थैंक यू वेरी मच Very beautiful voice. Why did you not join us chanting Hare Krishna? Is it very difficult? Will you try to chant Hare? Say Hare. All of you stand. Hare. Krishna. Hare. Krishna. Krishna. Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, हरे
राम
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 हरे
हरे।
There are three words only. Hare, Krishna and Ram. Yeah, is it very good again? Chant again. Hare!
Hare!
Oh, you cannot chant? You are all dumb? How is that? Chant. Hare!
Hare!
Krishna!
Hare!
Krishna!
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 Hare!
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 Rama!
Hare!
Rama!
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 Hare!
Hare! Three words you cannot chant? Ah, that is very astonishing. Hare Krishna and Ram. Do you know what is God? Can anyone stand up and tell me what is God? Thank you. Come here. What is God?
Yes. God is self-realization. And God is found in the unconscious mind.
Thank you. Don't go out of it. God is, what is that? What did you say? God is?
Self-realization.
Self-realization. Explain it. What is self-realization?
Having the powers of the unconscious mind and seeing yourself.
Do you think mind is unconscious?
The mind is unconscious.
You say unconscious mind. You just now told me.
Yes.
Unconscious mind. Is mind unconscious?
Most of it is.
What is it?
Mostly.
No, mind is never unconscious. Mind is not for a single moment unconscious. When you sleep, when your bodily limbs are silent, mind works. Therefore you sleep and you dream. Mind always acts. Mind is never unconscious, even not for a second. Now you have to find out what is consciousness.
I'm not talking about consciousness,
yes.
Unconsciousness.
So unless you know consciousness, I will describe unconsciousness.
The unconscious is the is.
Unconsciousness is the negative side of consciousness. So you should explain what is consciousness. Then we can understand unconsciousness.
I didn't say unconsciousness, I said unconscious.
Yes, unconscious means the negative of consciousness. So you have to explain what is consciousness. Then we can understand what is unconscious.
Consciousness?
Yes.
Is when you can think.
Yes.
Unconsciousness is when you cannot think.
There is no such position when you cannot think.
When you are in coma.
There is no such position as when you cannot think. You have to think something, always. That is your position.
You can't think when you're in a coma or when you're dead.
Then he remembered when he was dead. Try to understand what is consciousness. Then he'll understand what is unconsciousness. Consciousness is spread all over the body. Suppose I pinch in any part of your body, you feel some pain, and that is consciousness. Any part of your body. But that consciousness is individual. You can feel the pains and pleasure of your body. And your friend also can feel the pains and pleasure of his body. I can feel pains and pleasure of my body. So this feeling of pains and pleasure is consciousness. But one thing, that I cannot feel pains and pleasure of your body. Neither you can feel the pains and pleasure of my body. Therefore, your consciousness is individual. My consciousness is individual. But there is another consciousness who can feel the pains and pleasure of your body and who can feel the pains and pleasure of my body. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You have heard the name of Bhagavad Gita? Are you, any of you? Please say yes, please come. Yes. Thank you. It's very good. At least one of you know what is Bhagavad Gita. Don't doubt it, please. Come here. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Kshetra Kshetra Jyam. Two things are described there. Kshetra means this body. And Kshetra Jyam means the knower of the body. Just like I know this is my finger, this is my leg, this is my head. So I am the knower. And this leg is my body. Is that not? Is it not stated in Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter, you find it is described the body and the knower of the body. That's why if you think about your body, you think about your finger, you'll understand that it is your finger. When I think of this finger, I know this is my finger. When I think of this leg, I think that this is my leg. But I don't think your finger as my finger. This knower is individual and he knows not everything but something of his body. I do not know everything of my body. Suppose I am eating. I am eating something. How this eatable substance transforms into vitamin secretion and how it is being distributed all over the body and supplying the energy. Or take for example, I have got my hair, but I do not know how many hairs I have got. Is not that a fact? Can you count your hairs? How many hairs you have got? There are so many things we do not know even of our body. Although I am claiming that this is my body,
But there is another living being. He is supreme living being, Krishna. He says that I know everything of everyone's body. Kshetragan chapi man vidhi sarva kshetre subhar. This is the verse. Kshetragan means the knower of the body. You are individual knower of your body. I am knower individually of my body. So everyone is knower of his own body. But there is another person who says that I know everything of everyone's body. Kshetragan chapi man vidhi sarva kshetre subhav. He is known as Paramatma. The individual knower is known as Atma or soul, spirit soul. Yes. You can sit down on the bench. The individual soul is called Atma. But there is another soul, super soul. He is called Paramatma. Paramatma is God. Paramatma is God. But Atma and Paramatma, both of them have cognizance. Both of them know things. It's like I know something about my body, or I know something about this world. Similarly, there is another Atma, Supreme Atma, who knows everything of this universe. He is sometimes called God, or Paramatma, or Krishna, whatever is according to different language. So, that God is also knower. You are also knower. So far, knowing capacity is concerned, you are one with God. Because Krishna or God is cognizant, you are also cognizant. But your cognizant is very limited here. And he is cognizant unlimitedly, everywhere. That is the difference. So try to understand Paramatma and Jivatma. Jivatma is small and Paramatma, God, is great. That you know, every one of you who say God is great. But how he is great, that you do not know. That you have to know. That is called God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Everyone says God is great. God is omnipotent. God is all-powerful. But we do not know how God is great, how God is all-powerful, how God is omnipotent. That we should know. And that is the philosophy, a special power for the human being. The animals, they cannot know what is God, how God is great, how God is all-powerful. But a human being, if he tries, if he consults books of knowledge, just like Bible or Bhagavad Gita, or similar other scriptures, he can know what is God, how great he is, how omnipotent he is, and what is our relationship with God. He could know also our relationship with God. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Our relationship with God is that we are all part and parcel of God. Just like your father has got many children, you are part of the father's body. Similarly, God, the Supreme Father, he has also many children, and you are one of them. Therefore, you are part and parcel of God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mamai vāṁsa jīva bhūta, jīva loke sanātana, manas sasthāni indriyāne, pajitisthāni karasati. Krishna said that all these living entities, they are all my part and parcel, but being influenced by mental concoction, he is very much struggling hard within this material world. Mana sasthani indriyane prakritisthani karsu. This struggle for existence of the human being is due to his lack of knowledge of God. He does not know how God is great. There is no educational institution all over the world to discuss this subject matter, how God is great, how He is omnipotent, how I am servant of God. These things are not discussed. But when we forget our relationship with God, we become subjected to the threefold miseries of material existence. Take for example, just like an Australian citizen, he is under the laws of the state of Australia. But if he says, I don't care for the government, he becomes lawless. And sometimes he becomes criminal and is put into the prison life. In the prison also, he has to abide by the laws of the government. And outside the prison also, one has to abide by the laws of the government. But outside the prison, the citizens abide by the laws of the government voluntarily. And inside the prison house, the criminals, they defy the laws of government, and therefore they are put into the prison house. So, when we defy the laws of God, we are put into threefold miseries of life. That is called material existence. And when we abide by the laws of God, then we are happy. We should know this fact. And religion means to abide by the laws of God. In the Sanskrit language it is said, dharmantu sākṣād bhagavat pranītam. Dharma, religion means the codes of God. Codes, that's like laws cannot be manufactured by some individual man. Laws are enacted by the government. Similarly, religious principles, they are made by God. Godless man does not care for religion. But those who are sober, devoted, godly, they abide by the laws of God and they are happy. Just like in your Bible, there are commandments. So one has to abide by the commandments, then he'll be happy. And if one disobeys the commandments of God, he'll be unhappy. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is not a sectarian movement. We are trying to bring back people to God consciousness. Because unless one comes to God consciousness, he cannot be happy. That's the fact. He becomes careless. And without abiding by the laws of God, he becomes criminal, subjected to so many troubles inflicted by the laws of nature. So these things should be taught from the beginning. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kumaram Asare Prajna Dharmana Bhagavatanya. In every school and colleges, these codes of God should be taught to the children. Then in future, they will be godly or God-conscious. and that their life will be peaceful. And because this is not taught in the schools and colleges, I have got experience and by traveling in the Western countries, especially in America, they have got so many nice arrangements of big universities. Unfortunately, nowadays they are producing hippies. So this is not very encouraging. In every schools and colleges, this God consciousness should be taught. Never mind whether through Bible or through Quran or through Bhagavad Gita, everywhere there is knowledge of God consciousness. That teaching should be introduced in every schools and colleges so that children from the very beginning, they understand what is God, how great He is, how we are related with God and how we are to be. So our this moment, Krishna consciousness is teaching that thing. Don't think that it is a sectarian religion. We are making people God conscious. It doesn't matter whichever religion you may belong. We want to see whether you are actually God conscious. Our Bhagavad says, Savai Pungsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radho Khaji, that religious system is first class, wherein God consciousness and love of God is taught. That is first class religion. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian religion or Hindu religion or Mohammedan religion. If by following the principles of religion one becomes advanced in God consciousness, that is first class religion. That is our motto. And we are preaching all over the world. So, I do not see some of your teachers here. I request them that to make the students from the very beginning God consciousness, then their future life is very peaceful, prosperous and hopeful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुवाद जी है अनंत कौली गोस्वामी जी की है रामाचार्य शिल हरिदास छात्र जी है एक कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु निशानंद श्री अद्वैत राधा सुभाषादि गो भक्त जी है श्री राधा कृष्ण गो अपना शाम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोधन की है वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय सामवेद भक्त जी है और ग्लोरी श्री अस्मल दिवोत और ग्लोरी श्री अस्मल दिवोत और ग्लोरी श्री अस्मल दिवोत थैंक यू वेरी मच हरे
ग्लोरी श्री गुरु ग्रंथ ऑफ ग्लोरी श्री साहब हरिहर गो